Welcome to the resilience practice. One of the things we accept about money that I've come to see is that there are inevitable ups and downs with our finances. That no matter how much money we accumulate, no matter how much knowledge we have, there are going to be setbacks. So how do you cultivate a more resilient mind and heart so that we can respond to setbacks with wisdom instead of impulsiveness or panic? And I'd like to introduce you to this practice called RAIN. The letters stand for the R is recognize, the A is for allow and amplify, the I is for investigate, and the N is for nurture. RAIN. So let's do this practice together. So as you come into a comfortable seat with your feet on the floor, putting aside all distractions, giving yourself permission to take a vacation from the rest of your life. So letting go of anything from before, anything that's to come later, and using this next inhale and exhale to fully arrive, to invite the mind to catch up to where the body is, to settle right here, right now. Feeling the bottom of your feet on the floor. Lengthening your spine. Softening your shoulders. And allowing the breath to come into its natural rhythm. And now bring to mind something that causes you some amount of distress, anxiety with money. Something specific. Maybe it's the stock market, or maybe it's fear with money. So it could be something that happened recently, something that is happening, or maybe something that you're anticipating. And as you're bringing this to mind, the first step in the RAIN practice is to recognize the feelings and the sensations in the body that you're experiencing right now, as you bring this stressor to mind. So recognizing these feelings, this is a practice to move from thinking about the stressor to actually experiencing the stressor in the body. So you might be aware of tension in the body, tightness, heart beating faster, your breath being shallow. There might be feelings of fear. So whatever is arising, to take note of it like a curious, kind scientist. So this is the first step in this RAIN practice, to recognize what's happening below the thoughts, what's happening in the body. The second step, the A for RAIN, is to allow and amplify. So it's allowing these feelings and sensations to be, and actually amplifying them, giving them more space, letting them be. So making space for the tension or the worry or the disappointment or anger. Allowing your sense of the body to expand to include all of these feelings. As much as possible, letting these difficult feelings be and even letting them expand or amplify. Again, we're staying with the body, letting go of any thoughts that you're having and coming back to the body. And now the I in RAIN, the third step, is for investigate. So asking what's below the surface, what's really going on, what's below these feelings. So being curious in that scientific way, inquiring what's really here, and listening. Being patient, being receptive to whatever insights, sensations, feelings arise. And then the N in RAIN, the fourth step, is for nurture. So nurturing is offering yourself kindness. So saying phrases to yourself, I care for you. You're going to get through this. It's going to be okay. I believe in you. I love you. And whatever other phrases come to your mind, offering them to yourself and really saying these words with as much sincerity as you can. Offering these words of kindness to yourself. These words of compassion. And as you're receiving this nurturance, allowing yourself to feel whatever's arising right now, the effects of this RAIN practice. What I love about the RAIN practice is it's an easy acronym to remember. And whenever I'm feeling stressed, upset, I recall the word RAIN and I do this simple practice. So feeling your breath now. Be aware of any insights, anything you learned from doing this RAIN practice. Then when you hear the bell, allow yourself to transition gently into the rest of your day.